This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. First of all, thanks to those of you who listened to last week's podcast as I talked about my first-hand experience with working with John Clayton, and some of you reached out afterwards and told me you listened to that. Thank you very much. I can't add much more to that podcast than I did about what a true pro and what a sweet guy John was. So thank you for listening to that. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and Bill Curry Ford. Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Full service can mean many things. It can mean post-judgment. It can mean divorce. It can mean child support modification. It can mean family law. Full service means full service. You fill in the blank. You request a free consultation at BrandonLegalGroup.com or call 844-4BLG4ME. 844-4BLG4ME. Brandon Legal Group, longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. Everybody who played in Todd Wright Tour Good versus Evil Chapter 6 earlier this year met Jeremy from Brandon Legal Group on the 15th tee. And Jeremy had a nice BLG prize basket for one of my very loyal players. Tim Wilner won the BLG prize basket on the 15th hole. Thank you, Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm serving the greater Tampa Bay area. Bill Curry Ford. Those playing in Todd Wright Tour Good versus Evil saw the Bill Curry Ford dasher boards around the net that Hobby Bullen was guarding on the ninth green. Bill Curry Ford, first family of Ford in Tampa Bay, Northdale Mabry. General Manager Sean Sullivan has his own football podcast on joebucksfan.com, and he would like to get you into a new Ford vehicle or a pre-owned Ford vehicle or a pre-owned vehicle on the Bill Curry Ford lot of another major make and model, just like he did me less than 5 months ago. And the process did not take all day. It did not take all afternoon. It took roughly an hour for me to get out of my 2014 Ford Focus with 100,000 miles on it and into a 2018 Ford Escape with 40,000 miles on it. Ask for Sean Sullivan. No, seriously. Ask for Sean Sullivan if you are in the market for a vehicle. You tell Sean Sullivan, Todd Wright sent you. And if you can't find Sean Sullivan, you ask for Grace Thomas. And you tell her, Todd Wright said, I need to talk to Sean Sullivan about getting into a new vehicle or a pre-owned vehicle at Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry in Tampa. Email is wright.todd@yahoo.com unless you need golf information. The Todd Wright Tour Championship will be held May 14th, it's a Saturday, at the club at Eaglebrook in Lakeland. This is a wonderful golf course with elevation changes and a lot of character to the layout. Ask anyone who's played Eaglebrook, it is private, what they think of the golf course, and they will rave about it just as I have for years. For just $75, you can play in the Todd Wright Tour Championship on May 14th. We are a Saturday afternoon shotgun. We are a four-person team event. I am not a charity scramble. I do no fundraising. That's why my tournaments have value. That's why my tournaments care about pace of play. That's why my tournaments don't sell mulligans. You want all that stuff? You've got plenty of fundraisers you can play in. You want a golf tournament? That's what I provide. The Todd Wright Tour Championship at the club at Eaglebrook, May 14th, $75 per player. Would you like a foursome? Would you like a twosome? ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. Instagram at ToddWright2121. Twitter at ToddWright2121. Or follow me on Facebook. I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. There is a lot going on major player movement the last 2+ weeks in the National Football League. I could do a podcast about a dozen of these moves individually. But I want to talk about one today. That doesn't seem like that big of a move. I don't know how much impact it's going to have on who wins the Super Bowl this coming year. But you'll see where I'm going with it. I want to make a point about the Matt Ryan deal. After the Falcons blew a 28-3 lead in Super Bowl 51 to Tom Brady and the Patriots, in a game described by a longtime columnist for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution as the most Atlanta Super Bowl ever, talking about the history of Atlanta sports and how often it's a disappointment. Even all those great Braves teams with that pitching staff, the thought is they only won one World Series. It's not good enough. So there were the Falcons, second time in a Super Bowl. They had been in a Super Bowl 20 years prior, almost 20 years prior, lost that one to John Elway and the Broncos. But here they were, up 28-3 on the Patriots, and you know what happened. I said in the days that followed, this team will never get past this. You have to break this up. That was my opinion openly 5 years ago. Rather than, well, we're going to get back there and we're going to finish the job. No, the Eagles finished the job the next year. And by the way, they beat you on the way there. And then they beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl. The Eagles did it. You didn't. You kept the band together. And what did it get you? It got you one playoff win the next year, and you never made the playoffs again. This Matt Ryan deal brings light to what they should have done the year after the Super Bowl, or just giving them the benefit of the doubt for 1 year. After you go back to the playoffs the next year, you win one playoff game, you lose to the Eagles in the divisional round, the Eagles go on, they beat the Patriots. At that point, someone in the Falcons organization needs to say, yeah, that's enough. Time to hit the reset button before it's too late. This group is connected to that loss forever. We have to shuffle the deck. They didn't. And now they have $62 million in dead money on the salary cap for this season because they hung on too long. You blow this up after you blew the Super Bowl. And if you want to wait 1 year, fine. That's what you get. That's all you get. So this is a serves them right to the Falcons. Rather than shuffling the deck immediately after or 1 year after you gagged the Super Bowl, you kept hanging on, trying to win a game that was already lost. And it got you nothing. You won one playoff game the next year. You never made the playoffs the next four. And now you're sitting on a huge rebuilding project. You just traded one of the top 10 career passing yards leaders for a third round pick. And you have $62 million in dead money on your cap with an unproven head coach. The decision should have been aggressive and it should have been made the year or the second year after you blew the 28-3 lead. You can't win games going forward if you're trying to win a game that has already been played and lost. Matt Ryan might help the Colts. Some think he's done. He can't be any worse than Carson Wentz. And the Colts were sort of ambushed a few years back when Andrew Luck retired. They've been going through quarterbacks ever since. But maybe Ryan is just enough of a piece to get them to the playoffs. And they tend to compete very well in a one-game scenario with other playoff teams, as long as big mistakes aren't made. And I don't know if Matt Ryan will make those mistakes. I don't think he wins them a Super Bowl in Indy, but I think he could help them get back to the playoffs, and they'd be a tough out. But this isn't as much about Matt Ryan as it's about how the Falcons blew it twice. They blew the 28-3 lead in Super Bowl 51, and then they blew it from a philosophy standpoint of not realizing you can't win a game you've already lost. And the only way to put that loss in the rearview mirror was to make major changes, either the next year or the year after that. And they didn't. They kept the coach. They kept the GM. They kept Matt Ryan. They kept Julio Jones. What did it get them? After Super Bowl 51, in 5 years, it got them one playoff appearance, one playoff win. And now, $62 million in dead money. And what did you end up getting for Julio Jones and for Matt Ryan, who were once considered some of the best at their position? Not enough. You know, Matt Ryan is eighth all-time in career passing yards. Eighth. Barring an injury in the first month of this coming season, he's going to pass Dan Marino. Matt Ryan's going to go over 60,000 yards likely in his first game. And then he's going to pass Dan Marino a few games after that. And if Matt throws for 4,500 yards, a little more than that, he's going to pass Phillip Rivers, ironically, who finished his career with the Colts, for sixth. Funny part about this is if the Falcons had let Matt Ryan just play it out in Atlanta, he would likely have finished his career as the all-time career passing yards leader who played for only one team. That's Big Ben at 64,088 yards. Matt is at 59,735. Matt would easily pass that, maybe with 1 year, probably with two. But the Falcons hung on too long, trying to win a game they had already lost, rather than trying to get better and look ahead, they look back. And give credit to Atlanta and the state of Georgia. They moved on. The Falcons didn't, but sports in Atlanta and Georgia moved on. What did the columnist say about that Super Bowl? The most Atlanta Super Bowl ever. Meaning this represents Atlanta and the state of Georgia in sports, major sports. Well, here's what I see the last, year? I saw the Braves win the World Series. I saw the Georgia Bulldogs win the National Football Championship. And more stunning than those two, I saw the Atlanta Hawks nearly make the NBA Finals. Meanwhile, the Falcons going in the other direction. Serves them right and sad. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and Bill Curry Ford. Remember, my email is wright.todd@yahoo.com. If you want golf information for the 2022 Todd Wright Tour Championship at the club at Eagle Brook on May 14th, email toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.